Go out and play and have a good time. You don't have to study all that stuff and mess around learning all that dull stuff about now the Indians and red coats and cannons and guns and muskets and stuff.
What about Indians and red coats and cannons and muskets and guns and stuff?
Oh, you know, Indians and red coats and, you know, history.
Hi, this is Candy Miller, the director of the Grover Museum. I invite you to join me for History of Shelby County.
History! I love history!
Time to go back a year or two, or sometimes maybe more. History of Shelby County brought to you by Runabomb Construction, Eastside Express Car Wash, Occasions Banquet Hall and Catering, Duffy Warble Insurance, Bishop's Appliances, McDaniel Family Eye Care, and Court Brothers Construction. Candy Miller stopping by from Grover Museum.
We're going to talk about one of our characters of the county from the past, and his name was Jasper. He's in, I think, Ripley's. Yeah, we'll get to that. As world's strongest man. So we had the tallest woman, the oldest woman, the strongest man, aviation pioneer. We got a lot of cool people came out of this county and made big inroads. His name was Joseph J. Stewart, but he was known as Jasper. He was the son of David and Frances Stewart and was born in Coitsville Center, Ohio, on November 21st, 1881. That's back a year or two, I think, from today. People who knew Stewart well claimed that he was very pale and sickly as a child, and he was diagnosed as asthmatic to the point that it was life-threatening. Doctors told young Stewart that he had to walk, run, exercise, build up his stamina to save his own life. Stewart followed his doctor's advice with dedication and energy. He not only exercised, he started daily weightlifting and gradually built up his body to impressive proportions. He developed rock-hard muscles with tremendous physical strength. He was soon able to lift, now I don't know how soon in his childhood, but soon able to lift two 250-pound anvils, one in each outstretched arm, sounds almost impossible to me, and hold them there for several minutes. Think about it. Solid iron, 250 pounds, one in each hand, arms outspread for several minutes. I can't even imagine. He received a lot of notoriety for that. People talked about him and other impressive feats of physical ability. Spent many years of his youth traveling as the circus strongman, which makes sense. Show off what he could do. He performed with carnivals and fairs throughout the country until he tired of all the traveling and he wanted to settle down and have a more stable career. So he attended and graduated from the Kirksville, Missouri College of Osteopathy in 1919 at the age of 38. It's unclear how he ended up in Shelbyville. Maybe he came here to set up his practice. We don't know. He established his practice the same year he graduated on the fifth floor of the Methodist building, right downtown in our only skyscraper. Is it five floors or six? I'm trying to visualize. It may be five, no more than six. Probably five. He continued to practice there for 40 years. He married Fanny Bohn, B-O-H-N, in September of 24. They had no children. They lived in the 400 block of South Tompkins Street in a house that eventually was torn down so that we could make way for our courthouse annex, so right in that area. And for decades, he could be seen running to and from work regardless of what the weather was. He kept that need to appear on stage and continued to perform his anvil act here in Shelbyville during the 20s and 30s. You could go on out on a Friday evening and watch Doc Stewart lift the anvils. He appeared on many occasions at the old City Hall Opera House before it was destroyed by fire on New Year's Eve in 1927. And we've talked about that fire and how cold and horrible the weather was that night. Stewart also took his stage act around the country and performed amazing feats of strength. Photographs of Stewart performing appeared in many state and national newspapers during the 20s and 30s. In 1934, the city of Shelbyville was mentioned in the famous Ripley's, believe it or not, as the home of the world's strongest man, Dr. Joseph J. Stewart. His act aroused disbelief in many people. And during one performance at the Old City Hall here in town, he got heckled from the audience. They called him a fake.
Who's the idiot who wanted to do that?
Yeah. Why would you do that to the world's strongest man?
Let's say he was a fake. Just looking at him doesn't mean you're not going to get your butt kicked.
Yeah, anyway. He had to have been obviously muscled. So, yeah. So the hecklers are going after him that he's a fake. And they claim the anvils were made of wood and that that was the only reason he could lift them straight out like that. Well, he had had enough. He suddenly just let go of both of them while standing there on the stage. And they went crashing through the wooden stage floor into the under parts, leaving no doubt that they were solid iron. Excuse me. Late Bob Brandt, former Shelbyville fireman and local history buff, had a personal encounter with Stewart and those anvils. Brandt worked for the old Depreys Hardware Company as a young man. He and his co-worker Ed Nichols made deliveries for Depreys. They were assigned to deliver two 250-pound anvils to Stewart's office. Now, do you remember where the office is?
It's up a few flights of stairs.
Fifth floor of the Methodist building. I'm imagining they'd have to take the stairs. Brandt and Nichols helped each other carry the anvils one at a time, and it was all they could do to get the anvils out of their truck and onto the sidewalk. Stranger happened by and asked if there was a problem. Brandt told the stranger, "Some crazy guy wants these anvils up those stairs, and we got to pack them up there for him." The stranger agreed that the guy must be crazy to think that they could do that. He reached down, picked up an anvil in each arm or in each hand by the horn, and walked the upstairs with him. Delivered him himself right up the stairs, both of them. And that was just a fun eyewitness report that we have from Bob Brandt, historian. For decades, Stewart and his wife could be seen running side by side for 10 to 12 miles before breakfast each day. I heard you talking about walking.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles?
That day was probably 5.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good stretch. Stewart ran to his office, ran home and back for lunch, then ran home at the end of the day. He always seemed to be in excellent health. However, old age caught up with him. He died unexpectedly at his home on May the 4th, 1959, at the age of 77. The county coroner at the time was Dr. James Tower. We all know Jim Tower, Doc Tower. Attributed death to a sudden paralytic stroke. Stewart's wife, Fanny, lived another 14 years, died in 1973, and they are both buried in the Old City Cemetery on West Pennsylvania Street. So one of our hometown characters, the world's strongest man, two 250-pound anvils, 5 stories up in the Methodist building, paying tribute to Dr. Jasper Stewart.
History of Shelby County. Being brought to you by Rutabaum Construction, McDaniel Family Eye Care, Bishop's Appliances, Duffy Warble Insurance, By Occasions Banquet Hall and Catering, Cord Brothers Construction, and Eastside Express Car Wash on Giant 96 Real Radio.